is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer John Oates from Hall & Oates talks about his TV special premiering this weekend on Palladia. But first, 12 words that have new meanings thanks to the internet age. Number one is poke. It used to be something kids did on the playground. Now it's a flirty Facebook gesture. Two, stumble. Online, it isn't an awkward fall at all. It's browsing website after website tailored to your interests. Feed, not a way to ingest food. It's a place where your news thread of information is displayed. Friend, someone you know? Most likely not. You've just added them to your social circle online. Tweet, not a sound a bird makes, but a message sent out on Twitter, of course. Tag, no, you're not it. This is when someone links to you on social media. Status, it isn't about your social hierarchy. It's about your latest post on social media. Viral, not something that will make you sick. It's probably something that will gain popularity fast on the internet. Troll, not someone who lives under a covered bridge. These people lurk online just to give you trouble. Check-in, not what you do at the front desk of the hotel. This is to let everyone know online that you are there. Pirate, they don't own a ship. These people get illegal media online. And finally, pin, not something you do to the hem of your dress. This is adding content to your Pinterest page. With the lowest gas prices the U.S. has seen in 6 years and favorable interest rates driving auto sales that are expected to break records in 2015, the leading personal finance social network, WalletHub, conducted an in-depth analysis of 2015's most and least risky states for drivers' wallets. What kind of financial risk do drivers take when they take to the road? To find out, WalletHub ranked the 50 states and the District of Columbia in terms of several risk factors. They first analyzed the minimum coverage requirements for the mandatory forms of auto insurance in each state. Next, they examined the percentages of uninsured drivers. And finally, they summed up together the scores from each category to determine an overall riskiness ranking for the sample. So the riskiest states for drivers' wallets? Nevada, Washington, Alabama, Michigan, Tennessee, California, Mississippi, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and number 51 is Florida. The least risky states for drivers' wallets: Minnesota, Kansas, Alaska, South Carolina, Oregon, Massachusetts, Utah, New Hampshire, Maryland, New York, North Dakota, and number one for the least risky state for drivers' wallets is Maine. Some key statistics: Florida is the state where you least want to have an accident. Insurance requirements there are lower than in most states, and an estimated 23% of Florida drivers ignore the rules and have no insurance whatsoever. Maine, on the other hand, ranks as the least risky state. In addition to mandating $50,000, $100,000, and $25,000 liability insurance, Maine requires drivers to carry medical payments and uninsured motorist protection. Only an estimated 4% of drivers there are uninsured. Massachusetts has the fewest uninsured drivers at an estimated 3.9%. Oklahoma has the most. An estimated 25.9% of drivers there are on the road without insurance. Surprisingly, WalletHub found no correlation between a state's liability insurance requirements and the percentage of drivers lacking insurance in that state. Scientists may be able to predict when you're going to die based on what your friends say about you. If your friends think of you as conscientious and open, there's more chance that you'll live longer. In the study, conscientiousness equals men living 30% longer and women living 15% longer. There's now an app that helps you fake a relationship with an invisible boyfriend or girlfriend. The Invisible Boyfriend or Girlfriend app lets users pay for the believable social proof that they're in a relationship. The app generates everything from photos to text messages and actual voicemails. The app helps you fake a relationship to help you get family and friends off your back. If you work more than 48 hours a week, you may be drinking too much in your free time. A new study has found that working more than 40 hours a week causes people to drink more. They're consuming about 14 drinks a week for women and 21 drinks a week for men. What causes the increase in drinking? Decompressing from work stress, part of the personality, or suffering from insomnia and depression are some of the theories. And did you hear about the New York woman who left her home for a bit to run errands and returned to find that her husband had completely demolished it? The 48-year-old man rented a bulldozer while she was out and tore the house down along with everything inside it. The only thing that wasn't raised is part of the front steps. He says the 840-square-foot house was falling apart and needed to come down, but his wife reportedly had no idea of his plans. A neighbor said she was in the middle of the road screaming, "Her house, what happened to her house?" The man's wife is the legal owner of the house and says they were doing repairs on it and weren't staying there at the time, but she had no idea why he tore it down. The man was arrested and is facing a felony criminal mischief charge. He's one half of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame duo Hall & Oates. But John Oates has a solo career, including a new TV special.
Palladium Network is a real music network. It's one of the few still in existence, and we love it. It's got all kinds of great stuff on it. You know, Daryl's got his Live from Daryl's House TV show on there, and my special Another Good Road debuts 9 p.m. Eastern Time this coming Saturday, the 24th. It's just another mile down the musical journey that's been pretty much my whole life.
You guys are known for your pop hits. What is this musical journey that you're going to provide to us on TV? A little bit different kind of sound?
Well, it's definitely a little insight into my personal life. It's some stuff in Colorado. We're wandering around the mountains and on the ranch with some animals and things like that. But I had a whole musical life before I met Daryl. I was very much into a regional, you know, roots rock and roll, regional American music, blues, Delta blues, bluegrass, all sorts of things. And it's a chance for me to kind of show the influences and the things that turned me on as a kid and made me want to be a musician. I've assembled a great band. We recorded it in Nashville. We did it totally live. It's very spontaneous. It's very real. And it's us sitting around in a circle playing a lot of the new music that, new songs that I've been writing and some old traditional songs as well.
You live on a ranch, John?
Well, yeah, we've got a rescue ranch in Colorado. My wife comes from a farming family in Illinois, and she grew up with all kinds of exotic animals. So when we moved out to Colorado, she wanted to kind of relive that experience. So, you know, we rescue everything from a local animal shelter. We're big supporters of the animal shelter, dogs, cats. We've got emus, llamas, alpacas, peacocks, ducks, turkeys, all kinds of things.
So do you have to buy oats?
We do go to the feed store. We buy mostly flake corn and a protein pellet for the emus. They seem to like that.
Well, that's your new project for 2015, John Oates.
Well, yeah, I'm working on it.
Feed Your Pet, and it comes with a CD attached to the bag, and
that's
pull
right.
it off.
That's right.
You play the music in the barnyard.
Exactly. There you go. Well, don't worry. I'll be sending the royalties your way.
Okay.
Just like the music business. Don't wait up.
It's an interesting dynamic now with you and John, because you both have your solo tours. Then you hook up sometimes and play together as Hall & Oates. So explain that to folks, how that works.
We are really, really lucky. We have a very unique, we got a great relationship. Daryl and I think are actually closer now than we've been in quite a long time. We have an amazing band, and Daryl and I play together all the time. We did 60 shows last year, and I did 30 solo shows. So that's a lot of shows for somebody who's been around as long as us. But we love playing live. We love playing the Hall & Oates hits, and we do that, and then we go our separate ways, and we've got our own individual projects. So it really kind of keeps us interested. It keeps us, moving forward, and it's really cool to do both. And to be lucky enough to have both those things is really pretty amazing.
So again, the TV special is on this Saturday night.
It's called Palladia, and it is on, I don't know, it depends on whether you have cable or satellite. I know I have DirecTV, so it's in the 500s, the high 500s. But it will be on at 9 o'clock Eastern on January 24th. On Palladium, and it's called Another Good Road.
And let me ask you about going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Was that meaningful for you? I mean, some groups I know, especially when they wait a while, it becomes like, they're kind of nonchalant about it. What was your take?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say I was nonchalant about it, but I wasn't losing any sleep about not getting inducted for the last 20 years. We carry on, we do our thing, and then all of a sudden we got the word, we got the nod, and we were going to go in, and it became really exciting. And then, of course, on the night, it's a big deal, and, our families were there, and, it means a lot. I think it's an acknowledgement by your peers and by the world in general that you've contributed to to this incredible tradition of music that we're all part of. And it's very, you know, it's humbling and very satisfying.
Now, do they actually give you something like a gold pass that lets you win anytime you want to go?
They give you a trophy, which mine was broken when I got it. So they had to re-glue it back together, and it is sitting on top of my piano in my studio.
Well, that's where it should be. That's great. Well, we just wanted to thank you for a couple of minutes, and we'll look for this TV special on Saturday night.
All right, and it's also available starting tomorrow on my website, jonoth.com, and Amazon, and iTunes.
And, of course, that's where the pet food will be, too, eventually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can get that, too.
Thank you, John. All the best.
All right. Thank you.
With John Oates of Hall & Oates, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This former MVP led the NFL in touchdown passes in 1974 and 76. He's a four-time Pro Bowler who led the Oakland Raiders to victory in Super Bowl XI. So where is Ken Stabler now? After retiring, Ken became a broadcaster for a CBS NFL telecast before moving to radio in 1998. In 2009, the University of Alabama announced Ken would not be returning following his third DUI arrest since 1995. Ken has managed to stay in the spotlight, even appearing on a tailgating episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
So here we are, Oakland, California, hanging out with the Raider legend, Kenny Stabler. Now, Steak and I are checking out all the tailgating, Triple D style.
Kenny Stabler, still partying hard. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. There are bars.
On any given Wednesday, you can find anywhere between 1,000 and 3,000 bikes here.
And then there are bars.
We get together at least once a week.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
The railroad in Troy, Ohio. Coldest beer in town. Glad to see you there. We call ourselves the Rascals. 5 acres of grass, and on any given Wednesday, you can find anywhere between 1,000 and 3,000 bikes there. Place where everybody goes in the area. And Wednesday night, it's gotten pretty big, and it's a pretty big deal for back in our little hometown. We got a band every Wednesday night. It's off of Little York Road and come off of 75.
Watch for the cops at the Huber Heights Railroad overpass speed trap.
Huber Heights, Ohio.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road.